This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of conversations, DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. You're here. It's Thursday already. Can you believe it? My God. Thursday is upon us. The heroes of the day, from my perspective, are these two pit bulls. You know, pit bulls get a really lousy, I don't know if break is the right word for it.
Well, they have the, they get. I think they're the number one breed that gets discriminated against.
Yeah, right. And for no good reason. The dog that the Meredith and I found down at the Kill Center in Brooklyn a couple of years ago, Millie, you hear me talking about all the time, is a Staffordshire, which is sort of a derivative of a pit bull. She's had a couple of pit bulls before, and they've been marvelous dogs. It's the same old thing. The dog is going to be the way the dog is treated, like humans are going to be the way they are treated. It's just, that's the way it is. So anyway, these two dogs apparently stopped a copperhead snake from attacking some children. The two of them, there's a picture, you see them all over the place. The dog stood in front of this four-year-old and the one-year-old, surrounding them to keep the snake away from them. The dog, the children's grandmother is the one who owns the dogs, and she ran over to see the noise was about, because the dogs were barking, and the children were then taken inside. But you'll see pictures of these dogs. The snake struck the younger dog, biting him, and then the other one attacked that dog, and the one that got bitten is all swollen. You can see that.
Is that a poisonous snake? Is the dog okay?
Both of them were taken to the vet. They were given injections, and I think they're okay. One of the local nonprofits donated toward the treatment, and luckily they are okay. But if the dog hadn't been bitten, the doctor says 100% sure that the child would have been bitten and died.
Sure, yeah, jeez.
So, anyway, it's like anything else. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and people have these preconceived notions about dogs, about pets, about other human beings, about circumstances. It's really, it's classless to make snap judgments about things, in my opinion. Every single thing, every event, every person stands on his or her own. So perhaps something to think about in this world that we have of being so judgmental. The sight of the day today, ladies always like to laugh at me when I come up with my sight of the day.
Sometimes they're good ones.
Chess Academy. Go to chessacademy.com. It's a website. It's a fun way to learn how to play chess. Do you, either of you, Kara or Victoria, do you play chess?
I used to. I think I forgot the rules. I haven't played in so long.
I've never understood how to play it. I don't even come close to me. I like cribbage and things like that where you move the... I don't understand chess. Don't get it. So you can go to this website. Lots of videos and puzzles to help you learn how to play chess. So if you're looking to do it, it's a good social game, I would bet. I see more men playing it. Do women play... How much do women play chess? Is this another one of those prejudicial things?
I'm sure that there are some out there, but I never really see them in, like, competitions. I don't know if that's because they're not as good or because they just have other stuff to do than go to chess tournaments.
What is that? Really? That's what, you want us to believe that?
What, well, women have other things to do?
Wow.
I mean, in the pictures here, they're all boys. Well, there's a girl there, but they definitely seem to be more boys than girls interested in chess.
Yeah. All right, last night on Conan O'Brien's program, his first joke was, and I'm not sure this is a joke, but he said, Chipotle has closed a location in Dallas after diners filmed three rats falling from the ceiling. Don't worry, though, the rats died of E. coli before they hit the ground.
How did they fall from the ceiling? Were they in a ceiling tile and somehow came through?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know those, like, those ceiling tiles that you can, they're made of, they're like practically styrofoam?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just sometimes, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers in his intro last night said there was a truck carrying 22,000 pounds of ravioli and jalapenos catching fire while on a highway in Indiana. It immediately became Guy Fieri's latest restaurant.
That is funny.
That was kind of funny.
Guy Fieri's, ugh.
What do you know about him? All right, so explain to people who don't know Guy Fieri's, what's the story?
Well, first of all, I don't call him a chef. He's a cook. He's a barbecuer. He's mm-hmm. the guy who hosts Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't know if he still does, but he had a cooking show, and he basically just made, like, nachos and quesadillas all the time. He's really? Not a chef. So, yeah, I mean, it's, ugh. I don't know. I just find him... He's gross.
Is he?
There's no
is
other
the
way
restaurant to... gross or he's gross?
Which I is... don't even know if he does have a restaurant.
Oh.
Or if he did, it's maybe closed down. Or I don't know. It's just... It's like slop food. It's not good food.
Well, most... I mean, I think you can go to any place and get any kind of... You know,
it's like Taco Bell, but Italian. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Look, I understand
there's
I'm a New York City. I'm a New York City food snob. I get it, but it's just ugh. Yeah.
Hackers who broke into HBO's computer network have leaked a new trove of material, including episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm that weren't due out until October.
Mm.
Wow.
Now, did this come from Spain?
I don't know.
Is that the same?
It says ones who've done Game of Thrones were from Spain, right?
Yeah.
My sister and my daughter were talking about that, or my son was talking about that last night because they all seemed to watch Game of Thrones and they were talking
well,
about
HBO, HBO, I think Kara said it was in Spain. HBO Spain accidentally leaked an episode of Game of Thrones, but that
really?
Came from their, that came from HBO.
From them.
And then the hackers are also the ones who have been leaking other stuff. So I don't know, is this the same, I'm sure it's the same hacker group, but is this a new development now that Curb Your Enthusiasm has been
I don't know. Curb Your
exposed?
Enthusiasm and Ballers also.
Oh.
And that wasn't supposed to be out until October
yeah.
either.
And so that is new.
Hacked.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Hmm.
Yep. Wow. All right. 14 past the hour. DJB experience. I was introduced to a remarkable product a couple of weeks ago, and they have since come on the radio program called Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, fruits and veggies. Amazing. As a matter of fact, that's kind of an understatement. Balance of Nature provides these nutrients in a capsule. Like, this is, depending on how the mix works, 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables every day. With a capsule every day, this is, it costs you practically nothing when you think about it. 22 cents per serving for 9 to 11 servings of vegetables and fruits. Wow! Imagine what it costs you to go buy that stuff in the store. Balance of Nature. This is a new company, to me anyway. I'm very impressed with what they do because you hear me talking all the time about the immune system. Using Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies as they are formulated in these capsules will improve the value and the working in your immune system by 720%. How about that? 800-246-8751. Call that to order, but also they provide you with a health coach. Doesn't cost you anything. When you call that number, the health coach will guide you. If you have questions about what you're taking, how this should work, give yourself better overall health. Call 800-246-8751. Check out the testimonials at balanceofnature.com. This is a product that you really need in your life. I'm looking forward to it, having stuff sent to the ladies so we can try this and talk about what it does for us. Balanceofnature.com is where you can order. Or it's kind of fun to call. I love this number, don't you? 800-246-8751. Not an easy one to forget. Make sure you let them know that you heard about it by using the promo code GOODDAY for a special discount. Or you can use DJV, either of those. Good Day or DJV, special discount, balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Good Day or DJV, or call them now at 800-246-8751.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months. On select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
It's 18 after the hour, the DJV show. McDreamy is coming back to TV. Did you see that? Patrick Dempsey, not to Grey's Anatomy, but he's going to be in a show called The Truth About the Harry Quabert Affair. It's on Epics. It's a 10-episode series based on the best-selling European novel by Joel Dicker. Dempsey is Quibert. He's a literary icon who finds himself indicted for murder after the body of a young girl is found buried on his property. Why does everything have to be about murder?
Is really? It like a murder mystery type thing?
Yeah, but why is there so... I don't understand why there's so much murder. You can tell a story without killing somebody. That's why I do this program every day. We don't kill anybody.
We do right? talk about dead people quite a bit, though. So
that is true.
Yeah. All right. So what do we have on tonight, Victoria?
A whole lot of nothing on Fox at 8 p.m.
So why bother, right?
Yeah, Fox at 8 p.m. is Beat Shazam. That's new. There's a new boy band on tonight on ABC. Brand new Project Runway, if you're into that. This is the season premiere tonight. Also the season premiere of Flipping Out on Bravo. And the season premiere of Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is also on Bravo tonight.
You know, I don't know that we mentioned this. Joe Bologna, B-O-L-O-G-N-A, who was sort of a quintessential tough guy on television and in movies.
I have to look him up.
Passed away. If you look at him, he's...
Yeah.
Absolutely recognize him when you see him.
Yeah.
He had pancreatic cancer. He actually lasted longer than most people do when they get that. But he was in... He was good... As a bad guy, he was actually good in some comedies.
He was. He was amazing in Big Daddy. He played Adam Sandler's father. Yeah. He was great in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so. And it's like, you know, you get closer to the age and think, oh, wow, that's kind of young.
82?
Yeah, it is. All right, I've convinced you of a lot of things, I'm sure, including what I just said, is true. The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth here. DJV Time is 21 after.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
All right, time for our Throwback Thursday exercise with the top five songs from this week in 1975, starting with the late Glenn Campbell, who most of you know passed away last week. A lot of people were playing this song not knowing that it goes back that far. Yes, this week in 1975, this song was number five. Crank it up for a sec here, will you?
Well, I really don't mind the rain.
Great storyteller.
And the smile can hide all the pain. The long way, and I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromises.
I just song, sure. I always thought so.
Such a good song.
It really is a great story. We got to keep moving, though, because there are other great songs in the top five from this week in 1975. Number five, Rhinestone Cowboy. Number four belonged to Elton John. Not my favorite Elton John song.
Pretty creative lyric on it.
Didn't you
dear?
Someone saved my life tonight. Feeling about Elton John is he has such a varied menu of tunes. He's got some interesting ballads, story songs, up-tempo stuff, silly stuff, and he's been able to put it all together. One of the most fabulously wealthy performers in the world. And if you look at, he reminds me of Liberace in A Man Who's Feeling the Way He Lives. All right, so that's number four. Number three, Why Can't We Be Friends? This is War. They did the song War. This came out after that. A great lyric line here. It's actually kind of a fun song. I haven't heard this song for a long time. listen to this, by the way. See you walking in Chinatown. Why couldn't you? That was very. They were very serious, though. And then they just decided they needed to be silly. Listen to this. All right. Number two this week, 1975 Eagles. One of the most fabulous groups in the history of pop music. Another great story. One of these. We're gonna find out, pretty mama, what turns on your light. Find out, pretty mama, what turns you on. The full moon is calling, the fever is high. Don
Sounds like him, yeah. A very young Don Henley.
Yep, 1975. Okay, number one for 2 weeks straight, Bee Gees, Brothers Gibb, and Jive Talk. CBS has been playing their special a lot lately. I don't know. They're wearing out on me. I like some of the stuff, but to have a, I was thinking of going to a concert, and I really am not that hip on listening to him. Anyway, but the song, and they, oh my God, what a fabulous success story. Jive Talk was number one this week in 1975 on Throwback Thursday.
In today's automotive news, Mitsubishi announced due to lackluster sales, it will be discontinuing the production and sale of the iMiEV, while other companies are introducing new electric cars like the Hyundai Ioniq. Nissan also released a tease picture of their brand new Leaf, and when I talked to executives this week, they were on their way to Japan to prepare for the launch. We know it'll have improved aerodynamics, be more efficient, and allow drivers to travel faster and further than before. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Get the gear, win the school year. With an extra 20% off, kids' licensed tees are just $6.40. Young men's baseball tees are only $10.39. And juniors' plaid wovens are $11.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid August 17th through 20th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired and waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
After the hour on the Thursday, the 17th episode of the DJV People. Yes, I am a person. Sounds like my grandson. Yes, I'm a person now.
He's such a character, this kid. He really is. We should have a camera on
him. Did he actually say that?
Yeah.
That is really funny.
Yeah, he is funny. All right, so there's the voice of Victoria Keelan, who's here. Happy to have her. As usual, Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. Food news coming up in a moment. But first, the story of Rita Crudwell. An interesting name, right? Rita Crudwell is the city comptroller for Dixon, Illinois. Population 15,733. It's kind of a bucolic, all-American river town west of Chicago. It was where Ronald Reagan grew up. And this week, Ms. Crudwell has been prosecuted for the largest case of municipal fraud in U.S. history.
Yikes.
For 20 years, Ms. Crudwell has been the comptroller. She used a secret bank account and has stolen $54 million from a town whose annual budget never exceeded $8 million. And I'm amazed that it's taken this long to find this woman. She has a $2 million Florida mansion. She has a custom-made motor coach. She has millions of dollars worth of jewelry and a horse breeding business down in Wellington. She owns 300 horses. She said that she would tell the people she worked for, the Board of Selectmen, that there were financial shortfalls and that without extra money, they would have to cut essential services. So they added every year, I can't believe nobody questioned. And nobody knew that she had this house down in Wellington and the horses and all of this stuff. It's astonishing. But this becomes even more mind-boggling because of the small size of the town. 15,000 people. Why she did it, how she got away with it for so long, I suppose in small towns like that, there's a lot of trust. Maybe it's misplaced. The way she was able to manipulate banking records and auditing material, because all that stuff had to be done. But an example of small-time naivete, perhaps. Anyway, the story of her life is going to be apparently made into a documentary. Anyway, I find it fascinating.
Crazy.
Isn't it fascinating? All that money, and nobody knew, nobody noticed. She spent all of her time and a lot of time. She'd go to Florida every Thursday night. She'd get on a plane and fly from Chicago to Palm Beach, spend the weekend in Wellington with all these horses. I can't imagine, knowing how expensive it is to maneuver around in Wellington, how you could keep 300 horses there. They can't all have been there. I guess they couldn't have been. It'd be interesting to...
That seems very improbable.
She's a horse person and spend some time down there. So, anyway.
I mean, Wellington's not that big.
No.
It must be some sort of a farm outside of West Palm.
Yeah, I can't. 300, yeah. There are thousands. I think Meredith told me last year there were 8,000 or 10,000 horses, and four times that many people go to Wellington during the wintertime.
Right.
When they have all the activity there. Kind of like
But they
Ocala,
ship in and out all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like
right.
it's,
yeah.
yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're not there. Although
right.
there are some farms where there are horses, all the time there for sure.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston says she always wears a bra. Interviewed this month in Vogue magazine.
She's sort of famous for not wearing a bra.
There's hashtag free the nipple.
Right.
Is a campaign that apparently she started, is that right? What is the, it was friends, because of friends?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay,
she was always,
during
Friends, she always had, she became famous, and guys, younger guys, when it was on, I was younger, and younger boys noticed that her nipples were usually protruding, so she was not wearing a lined bra.
Movie.
On the TV show. Yeah. So she always does wear a bra, but she just doesn't wear one that's lined. And so her nipples have become very infamous. So the Free the Nipple campaign was something that started on Instagram because guys can be shirtless, but women can't. And so they have this very strict no nipple policy on Instagram. So Free the Nipple became a thing. So I think they're lumping her into that, but I don't think she has anything to really do with it.
Lovely.
So I'm assuming she's defending herself, saying, "I always wore a bra." Is that what
she
said?
Yes, right. That was it, and that's what she says in the article in this month's edition of Vogue magazine. Up next, food news. It's official: Guinness is good for you. Maybe this is a stretch for food news, but beer is food to a point. The old advertising slogan "Guinness is good for you" is actually true. While the manufacturer makes no health claims for the beer, research shows a pint of Guinness a day is actually good for you. Guinness may work as well as a low dose of aspirin, for example, preventing heart attacks. Maybe I should have a Guinness for my head. What do you think?
Why not?
Take care of my head. Scientists gave Guinness to dogs who had narrowed arteries, found the beer working as well as aspirin in preventing clots. Maybe we give these dogs some super beets. Right? Researchers told this year's convention, the American Heart Association, that a pint of Guinness taken at mealtime had the best impact. All right, I got to check that out with Dr. Ken. A pint of Guinness.
I mean, for years, they've been saying the slogan is Guinness, drink it, it's good for you. I mean, that's been something in Ireland that it's just, I don't know, it's sort of been like a known thing. But it is interesting.
Is good for you?
Yeah, because it does have the similar effect that red wine has. Like, if you're about to eat a fatty steak or a fatty meal with a lot of cheese, you should have a glass of red wine right before because it can help mitigate the effect that it has on your arteries. And I guess Guinness has that same effect.
Huh. All right. In heaven, there is no beer, but there's a lot of Guinness around.
Guinness. Well, I'll let you know. We're going for New Year's, so we'll be at the Guinness factory drinking Guinness.
All right. When are you doing that?
New Year's Eve.
Okay.
We're going to be over there.
You're going there for New Year's.
Yep.
The
It'll
nation's...
be Lewis's first trip, so he's excited to drink Guinness.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Does he drink much beer, your husband?
Not really, but every once in a while. And Guinness, I don't drink beer at all, but I will drink Guinness in Ireland because it is the best.
Beer is like drinking salt water.
No, it's not salty.
Ugh. The nation's two largest retailers, Amazon and Walmart, headed for a battle of the titans to dominate or see who dominates the grocery sector. Walmart is the top grocery chain in the country. 20% share of the market. Why in the name? What am I missing? Why do you go to Walmart when you can go to the local farmer and get food that's so much better for you? Wow. So, all right, there's Walmart in one corner with their super centers, and then the other corner, Amazon, and they just bought Whole Foods. They have 2% market share in the grocery business versus Walmart's 20%, but they both are interested in home delivery. I find this interesting because they really are, in terms of being upscale or whatever, and I don't mean to sound like a snob. I have never found myself in a Walmart store, so I listen to the people who talk about what it's like in there. I guess you can save a lot of money. You buy a lot of stuff made in China cheaply for the misplaced adverbial modifier. Food education department at Cornell University has been studying this. And the fellow who runs the department, a guy named Bill Drake, said, quote, one of Amazon's core values is frugality. It's proven it has a history of driving down prices in the categories in which it competes. So the point here apparently is that you're going to get better quality, or the point of this particular attitudinal focus is that if you buy at Amazon, you're going to get the quality of Whole Foods, but the prices are driven down because of Amazon's way of doing business. And if you eat at Walmart, you buy food there, there's no pressure on putting the prices down because the price is already low because it's crap. So, I don't know you buy these Driscoll, for example, the Driscoll fruit stuff, the berries, these people have revolutionized. I saw the other day a documentary on Driscoll, how they have changed the fruit or the berry business, especially.
Yeah.
Raspberries, strawberries.
Blackberries.
Blackberries, yeah.
There's an article in the New Yorker right now I just read it, and it was called How Driscoll Revolutionized the Berry Market.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. They've been breeding these different strains of berries, which is all genetically modified, so I don't buy it. But
well, they have
the way they do it.
They've got an organic side as well. You can buy organic Driscoll stuff.
Right. Well, it has no pesticides, but it's all still genetically modified.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All that stuff. Well, it's hard to find things around now. You really have to work it.
I know.
To find stuff. For this weekend, we're going to start tours of the farms in Framingham on my farm. If you go to eastleyfarm.com, you can see the story of, I guess Facebook probably is the best place to go. Go to facebook.com/eastleyfarm after you go to facebook.com/DJV show and see we're going to have tours of the farms in this end of town. So that people can go see different, they can see the cows on my farm, go up to the produce farm, and they can get off the wagon, go buy some corn if they want to, that kind of stuff. But that's the way to do it, especially this time of year. You got to be nuts to be buying stuff at a grocery store that comes from God knows where. You really, and I don't. You, and by the way, it's not that much more expensive to buy the stuff that was picked today versus buying the stuff that was picked last week. I think that's
right.
I think that's the message here, much as anything else. So it'll be interesting to see how Walmart versus Amazon comes out. My guess is Amazon wins in that department, because sooner or later they seem to win in whatever department they are applying themselves to.
It's true.
Do they not?
Yeah. Well, they do.
Do you buy food on Amazon, either of the two of you?
Yeah, Jennifer got me hooked on Amazon Fresh. It's great.
Oh, right.
The grocery delivery service. Yep. It's fabulous.
Yeah. If you're following the social media trend of outrageous and mouthwatering Cheetos-infused recipes, you'll want to stick around for the following story. Andy Solomon with more on these recipes.
During New York's Restaurant Week, the Cheetos brand opened the Spotted Cheetah, the first ever Cheetos restaurant in the heart of the Big Apple. Fans have the opportunity to enjoy Cheetos-packed dishes, each specially crafted by renowned celebrity chef Ann Burrell, who through the innovative menu married Cheetos' playfully mischievous personality with their own signature style. Ann Burrell expressed,
"As a longtime Cheetos fan, I was super thrilled to join forces with a snack brand that is truly an American icon, and I had a ton of fun writing this menu for the first ever Cheetos restaurant."
For Cheetos lovers that aren't able to make it to the limited-time restaurant, a digital cookbook with the recipes from the menu is available online at thespottedcheetah.com. Ann Burrell explains,
"It was super important to us that people could recreate these dishes at home for their friends and family. I mean, they're truly one of a kind. The digital cookbook includes all of the dishes on the menu, like some of my favorites, Flamin' Hot and White Cheddar Mac and Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Limon Chicken Tacos and Cheetos, and Sweetos Sweet and Salty Cookies."
Download the digital cookbook at thespottedcheetah.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the ladies are all whispering in my, well, they're laughing in my ear. A story that's gone sort of viral on social media. This guy who's crying when he sees his wife. They got married last weekend. His name is Micah Baker, and he's from Tennessee. He was overcome with emotion. And according to the ladies, that means he's not really interested in girls. He's more interested in guys.
It's not the, it's like we said, it's not the overcome with the emotion. It's the hands over the mouth and the, like, shocked look and the bent over, like, with the hands on the knees. It's the posture.
It's very dramatic. It's when he first, when she first arrives to the office.
He is quite good looking. He looks like an Amishman to me.
He's a hipster. He does a little bit.
Is he a hipster?
Yeah.
All right. 10 minutes before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Music for a bad B movie, but this was anything but a bad B movie. This is from Taxi Driver, which is not to be confused for Taxi, because they were two really different stories, as I recall. Chucker, am I right?
Taxi Driver is one of the great movies of the 1970s, starring Robert De Niro, directed by Martin Scorsese. Today is the birthday of Robert De Niro, that's why we play that really cool music.
Was that the first time De Niro and Scorsese worked together?
It was the second. Mean Streets was the first. Taxi Driver was the second. They also did King of Comedy, Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Casino. And they're teaming up right now for a $125 million movie titled The Irishman, which will star De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci coming out of retirement, Harvey Keitel, about a hitman.
All those guys are all pals. They've all been living.
Not a single Irishman on that list, though.
Yeah. By the way.
Here's a caveat to that story. It will be a $125 million gangster film directed by Scorsese with that great cast, but it will be a Netflix movie playing solely on Netflix and might get one or two screen theatrical release for Oscar consideration. But if you want to watch it, it'll be on Netflix, and that will be a major game changer for the business, I think, as a whole.
Huh. I want to see it in the movie. I want to see that.
I do, too. I mean, that's
big screen.
That was the argument I said yesterday with James Cameron had an issue with Netflix. I think, you know, it's sort of sad that we're in a time where you could make a $125 million Martin Scorsese movie with that cast and not get to see it in a movie theater. It's perplexing, and I think.
Well, it'll probably be very violent because Scorsese likes that, and anything that's about gangsters with that cast you're going to be a real shooter.
Well, look at De Niro. De Niro's career, Godfather 2, which he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. The only, I believe, at the time, the only actor to ever win an Oscar for not speaking English in a film. He spoke Italian throughout the whole film. Great, great role, great movie. Raging Bull, King of Comedy, The Untouchables. He played Al Capone. Midnight Run. I know you like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
Meet the Parents, where he started to do comedy, and he actually directed a movie called The Bronx Tale, another gangster film where he plays a good guy. Great movie also. He's had an amazing career.
So where's Chaz Palminteri in all of this? He also is associated with that genre. I don't know. Is he a pal? He's not a pal of this bunch because they're all...
No, I believe he is.
Yeah.
He wrote the screenplay to A Bronx Tale. I think he did that off-Broadway, and Robert De Niro met Chaz Palminteri, and they collaborated to bring it to a film, which it turned out to be a really good movie. Has a big following. It was done in 1993.
Yep. In a moment, MoviePass gets sued by AMC. What's the story? You'll hear it after this.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, so a guy who worked for Netflix named Mitch Lowe has come up with an idea and a company called MoviePass. It's a startup, and their movie ticket subscription price is $9.95. So, Victoria or Chucker, this lets you go to see as many movies as you want?
This is what I heard. I heard it's a $10 pass. You could see as many movies as you want for 30 days. When I read this, I read that some theaters are against it, but wouldn't they have to agree to it contractually for it to be viable?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. I mean, why would any theater chain or any movie theater agree to a $10 ticket for unlimited movies for 30 days? I guess the company's pitch is that people who go to these movies will buy, I think they have a number of like 20-something dollars per family.
Well,
at the concession
that's
stand.
What happens. Yeah, I mean, you all go in, you buy your popcorn and your drink and your candy or whatever.
I mean, in full disclosure, I'm associated with a local nonprofit theater in East Strasbourg, and I give away some revival passes to people to try to get them in the door so they buy popcorn and soda. It's a win-win. But I don't see that model. Listen, if the pass was $50 or at least 40 for 1 month, maybe it has some viability, but 10, that's way too low.
Yeah. Well,
what do I know? What do I know about this? So.
Well, it gets people in there, and more people to buy peanuts, popcorn, and candy. That's maybe it's as simple as that.
But would you want somebody going to a movie theater for 10 times?
But AMC doesn't like the idea of it, so they're suing MoviePass. They had a deal though with AMC. Subscriptions were $35 though then, so they changed the rules of the game. That's why the suit, I think. All right, Chucker, good job. 59 past the hour.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.